is a Disaster, a podcast about disasters and the music they make us listen to. I'm Peter, and I am here in the studio with my co-host, Lee.
Hi, I'm Lee. I'm here with Peter. We're here.
If I take one of my headphones off, I can hear you saying things.
So weird.
Because you're in the same room as me.
I know.
I mean, we're at the opposite ends of a Putin-length table.
Hopefully about to have a Putin-like discussion.
I'll just say yes to everything you say.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And we're here. You know, I don't think we're here for an actual disaster, but we're here for an update.
A little update.
Because we've been active, more or less, in the Discord, and we've noticed that people still kind of care about the show, which is awesome, because we do too.
We certainly do. You might not know it based on our output of late, which has been nil, but
I think the last you heard from us was that we'll totally be back in October. Of 2021.
All right.
So sorry about that. So part of what we're going to talk about is the shift in strategy. We are still going to be making more episodes. This isn't us coming back week to week right now, but it'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Sooner rather than later. But the shift is going to be, and I think it's kind of a logical one, because Lee and I, as you know, have always been in bands and our output has always been focused on like the next album.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the idea is that we're going to shift towards that kind of format. Because to take the pressure off of, you know, we're coming back and then we're going to be pushing something out week after week towards the end, especially with life circumstances that we'll talk about a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see a sort of, if it's a little more finite.
Exactly.
Yeah. In chunks.
Yeah. And so we're going to take our band mentality and basically we're going to release any upcoming content in seasons. So we've got, we've got a bunch of disasters ready to go, not recorded yet, but ready to record. And once we get to a certain number, I don't know if we've set the number yet, but I imagine like call it maybe 2 months of episodes.
Yeah. That's about what I was thinking.
Something like that. So 2 months worth of episodes, we'll put them all together. We'll finish it. We'll have it ready to go. And then we'll release it week to week. And then that'll be like a season
or an album or a movie. I don't know.
Something.
A comic, a graphic novel.
Because now that we're back in the studio and everything seems to be working, surprisingly,
I came in
expecting to spend, you know, 2 hours trying to get everything working. And
we had
actually
to change some light bulbs and shoo some bears out of that we're living in here.
Literal cobwebs.
I'm assuming
that underneath this table is a spider's lair.
I don't want to know. Well, I don't see it. It doesn't exist.
Let's never look. So that's the update on what we're doing moving forward. Part of the reason that we're shifting that way, let's do life updates.
Let's do it.
I'll do some life updates and then you can do some life updates.
Okay. I'll try to think of something to say. Go.
So yeah, to be fair, a big part of the reason that we haven't come back sooner is because, absolutely everything changed for me. I think
you're a busy man
across the board. let's sum things up since last time, we spoke to everyone. So I'm now a lawyer, no longer in law school.
Yeah.
Practicing in wills and estates. So I passed the bar exam. Thank you.
Not surprised.
And then my daughter was born.
Congratulations again.
Right around the time we finished recording the last season.
That's right.
And then I moved into a new house. Yeah. So that was
congratulations, time three.
Thank you very much. Some other less fortunate life events that kind of made me not want to think about podcasts. A good friend of ours passed away last fall.
Yes.
Which kind of, you know, threw a wrench into things, didn't really make me want to think about disasters as such.
Yeah. An old friend of yours.
Yeah.
New friend of mine.
Yeah.
Actually only really interacted with him in our weekly online gaming get-togethers.
Yeah.
But we had kind of a special rapport.
A very special relationship. I think his greeting was, fuck you, Lee.
Oh, fuck you, Lee. Or no, he was like, oh, Lee's here. Okay, well, bye, guys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, he was a good guy. I won't obviously out of respect get into details, but you know, if you're struggling with mental health issues, seek help.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah,
please do.
And if you know someone, reach out.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there was that, and so I think that pretty much sums it up. Spent a little. Lee will know about this because in a group chat I was talking about how I felt creatively bankrupt. For a little while, had a little crisis of faith.
Yeah, you know.
Couldn't even, you know, you get into a routine where, like, I love my family and my job, but you spend all day, every day. You get to 9 p.m. and you're like, guess I'll just play a video game.
Yeah, not a lot of gas left in the tank.
No.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, that's basically my update. We were talking about this earlier. I've gotten, like, really good at Doom because I'm pushing, like I've made a dent into the 500-hour mark. I'll get there. I'll get there.
Like, scary good.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, I'm live streaming. Watch me. And then I just, my eyes go wide.
You know what? If anybody in the Discord ever wants to watch what 400 hours of playing Doom looks like.
Something else.
I'm not, there are people better than me, amazingly. I don't know how. But I feel like I'm getting to the point where I can, like, see the Matrix in the game.
So the people who are better than you have a YouTube channel that they get paid money for.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, that's a whole other level.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, so that's pretty much, that's my update. Lee, how you doing?
Oh, good. You got a hot tub. That's that's been cool.
Yep. Good.
I don't know. There's stuff going on. I don't know how much. I mean, you bought a house.
It's not a competition.
No. I mean, I lose.
No.
There's no question.
Nope.
Just chucking along.
Okay.
Well, same old. Starting to do some band stuff again, which is a lot of fun.
Nice. No, I'm excited. I was, part of my crisis was that I felt like I'd never want to play the drums again, but even just stepping into the studio and seeing them makes me want to.
They're right over there.
Makes me want to play the drums again.
Oh, Peter's got a nice set of drums.
Today was it was a strange phenomenon because it was the first time that I willingly left my house after 6 p.m.
It's hard.
Do something.
Yeah. Not easy.
Yeah, that wasn't due. The other thing about the season, so again, part of, I feel like the juices are starting to flow, but also having two children and a new house that I'm trying to make habitable doesn't leave a lot of time for fleshing out my notes. I've got like a list of disasters that I'm ready to do, that are ready to go, but I don't really have time to, you know, devote the time into the machine. And then the machine spits out the scripts. What I'm trying to say is I don't really have the time to put together.
Have the time to read a book, read another book, and then summarize those two books.
I don't know what Chernobyl or Black Plague you're talking about.
Copious one gigabyte's worth of notes.
So, I mean,
Peter is not a Wikipedia copy paster. I'll tell you that.
He, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, exactly. So, but Lee is. So,
no, I sure am.
So the idea for this upcoming season is that it's going to be, I think most of the episodes are going to be hosted by Lee.
Yeah.
Or he's going to at least take the lead. I'll be here. And maybe every now and then Lee will toss me a sidebar or something that I can fill in.
Yeah.
I'll probably have some guests start. I know that Nuclear Norm's got, he's raring to go on some disasters. Right. So he's going to be back.
Yeah. Hopefully we can coerce some of our guests of yore to chime in, because that would be great to hear from.
Also, if you're listening and you're a fan and you think you might have some ideas for episodes, throw those our way. It's been a while. We did a bunch of listener requests. Speaking of which, I was listening to an old episode a little while back, and I remember we got a request like 2 years ago, maybe like 6 months into doing the podcast. Somebody mentioned that they were surprised you didn't talk about Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, yeah. You remember? That's still in my...
Take a peek at that one.
Maybe it's time.
It's
I obliquely was adjacent in my episode about that man who has a name. I forget his name. Some musician who got lost in the desert.
Parsons?
No, it wasn't Graham Parsons. It was another guy. Hey, chime in on the the socials. And
if you tell us who it was, I'll give you a high five on Discord.
Yeah. We're good for that. I forget his name. I'd never heard him before that. That's why.
Yeah, fair enough.
I got one coming up in this season that it was a fan suggestion.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
Can you give us a sneak peek into some of the episodes? A little teaser?
Well, little
next time on Arrested Development?
Let's see. Well, I got one, the first proper episode. Mm-hmm. Like today we're going to do a short one.
Yeah.
The first one I have on deck is another look at a music festival gone awry.
Speaking of which, isn't there one going awry as we speak?
There is?
Yeah. They're calling it like the next fire festival.
I didn't hear about what?
I don't know. I don't know that much about it. Maybe we'll actually do a disaster about
it. Yeah. Maybe it'll be the season finale.
Yeah, maybe, because I hear, I just saw some story about like influencers melting down because they're essentially in like a mudscape in the middle of the desert or something.
If we could melt down all the influencers, that would be great. My friend, I won't say his name, but he said if he had his choice between eradicating influencers or COVID from the world, it would be like,
he'd hesitate. Yeah. He would hesitate at least.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So okay. A music festival.
Awesome.
Very much. Almost a foreshadowing of Woodstock 99.
Awesome.
But I'd never heard of this thing before.
Oh, I can't wait.
So there's that. There's a music related, another music related one that was sort of based on a suggestion you had made months ago. You had asked for something a little more uplifting.
Yeah. So that was, I didn't mention one of the other reasons that we, so towards the end of the summer, I was panicking about the climate crisis.
Right.
And then it seems like ever since then, the world has just been throwing more and more shit at its fan.
Yes.
Like, it seems like every time I was getting ready to go, it's like, okay, this time, who's invading what
we're
now?
War with,
sorry?
Oh, they're...
Oh, nuclear, okay.
Okay.
Not, so disasters? Not really.
Mm.
So I thought maybe we would like do maybe a feature called like, this is a triumph.
Flip the script.
Yeah.
So that took a long time to find one because that's not easy. But it's a disaster that is ultimately a triumph.
Okay.
Probably one that many people are familiar with.
Okay.
Yourself included, but we'll see. It's still a good story. It's a great story.
Sweet.
So there's that. And then the fan suggestion is actually another local disaster. Oh,
okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know anything about it. I haven't done my research yet, but I'm going to dive into that soon.
Awesome.
And that's all I got planned. I've got my little notepad on my cell phone with all my ideas. So I'm going to go through that and see what's what.
Nice.
And I've got Skinwalker. We got to get into that.
Skinwalker
Ranch.
I think I'll try and sneak in some Tragedy Tuesdays in there too.
Okay.
So, you know, no promises. I do still have a lot of Doom to play.
So. You haven't gotten to that 500 yet.
No, I got like two more outstanding goals. I got to finish the Mars Core Master level. And when I say finish, I mean on Ultra Nightmare.
Of course.
And then I've got to do the World Spear.
That Mars Core level is really fun.
It's awesome.
Fucking hard, but it's really good.
I have beaten it on every mode Ultra except... I've beaten it in every mode except Ultra Nightmare.
Yeah,
close.
That's. I know you'll do it.
Yeah,
but it's no mean feat.
It's really insane. It's hooking it up. You got to hook up like a solid lap. You know what I mean? I've been thinking about Doom a lot in the Formula One analogy because I also watch a lot of Formula One.
Okay,
and it's kind of like maybe this is worth talking about because we talk about like ways of dealing with disasters and stuff.
Sure.
But I found, and I was telling you guys a little bit in our group chat, that it's very much my form of like mindfulness meditation.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very flow state activity.
Yep.
We talked about that like for, it used to be before, in the before times when I would play the drums, that was it. When you have that like out of body experience where you're doing an activity that requires your focus.
All right.
But so you can't really think about anything else.
No.
But at the same time, it's a certain degree of muscle memory and you just sort of, you just do it without thinking, but you do have to focus. It's a strange, it's a phenomenon known as like being in the flow.
Flowing.
Yeah.
You're right in a sweet spot where you're not absent-minded.
Yeah.
But everything, it's just a natural, like you're drawing upon all your strengths and skills very naturally, so it requires no thinking, even though you're kind of firing on all cylinders.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why, like, I noticed there have been transferable skills. Like, I noticed the time that I finally beat the Terrace Nabad level on Ultra Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
That's a situation where like there are very specific, extremely difficult parts, but I would have that enough presence of mind to be like, hey, by the way, you're holding your breath right now. and that's not helping oxygen to focus.
Yeah, yeah.
So like it really is this thing where I'm like, I'm doing this intense activity, but at the same time being able to focus on something like breathing.
Exactly.
And then like virtually the next day at work, I was talking to somebody on the phone that was being confrontational. But it's a perfectly transferable life lesson where it's like, okay, breathe because you need to be able to respond rationally. And it's a natural human response, like adrenaline, holding your breath, like fight or flight.
Of course.
But just, you know,
think
breathe.
Well. Yeah, yeah.
Focus.
Breathe, focus.
Nothing needs to happen immediately.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Think.
Yeah. 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 So that, I forgot how I got down that path.
Doom.
Doom. Yeah. All, everything's doom. It's going to take a while to shake that from my everyday vocabulary.
Yeah.
The other thing, maybe we should talk about music because we're also about music.
We love music.
What have you been listening to? Over the last 2 years.
Recently.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying new releases from Boris.
Oh yeah.
The Japanese band. Mm-hmm. They put out an album called W. It's really weird and drony and then it gets heavy and that's great. Biosphere did a new thing. Kind of ambient techno kind of thing. Yeah. Voivod put out a new album. They're like really old French Canadian thrash metal band.
Are they playing in Ottawa?
They're playing in June in Ottawa.
Nice.
I got my ticket.
Nice.
Another old metal band, Violence, put out an EP.
Oh, yeah.
Like super thrashy, crazy stuff.
Nice.
And I've been doing a deep dive into Sonic Youth.
Cool.
Who I know the hits.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, aware of them, but I never really listened to their stuff.
Yeah.
For years, I was just like indie rock, yeah, because I was stupid. I've hopefully come around on that, but I've been like cruising through their discography, and it's been amazing.
Nice,
yeah,
awesome.
And yourself?
So a lot of it's been like I've had a lot of crises over the last little while. One of them was that I felt like I haven't really listened to any new music.
All right.
Partly because like when I do listen to music, is usually at work. Mm-hmm. And I need to be able to focus. So it's listening to a lot of like synth wave playlists. Couldn't tell you half the artists.
I did
tell you 90% of the artists.
Yeah.
But I'm super into synth wave. So there's that.
I like synth wave a lot.
You turned me on to, I don't know how I missed this, but Dave Grohl's side project, Dream Widow.
Dream Widow. It's pretty great.
Pretty fucking awesome. Like legitimately awesome.
Yeah.
He's done some things I can't think of. Well, like Probot was cool.
Yeah.
But even Probot had like kind of a gimmick. Just like, I'm going to write a different song for all
different
these different metal musicians.
Singer, yeah, for sure.
Which, it was awesome. I like a lot of those songs.
One of the songs is the Voivod singer.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Which one? Do you remember?
Dictatorsaurus or?
Oh, okay. I think I remember.
Yeah.
I listened to
Probot for the very first time like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I'd heard the Lemmy song and
yeah.
Maybe the Kronos song, but yeah, the whole album.
Yeah, cool. I got a lot of mileage out of it when it first came out.
It's cool.
Yeah. But then Dream Widow is like, well, you were saying how, you know, he kind of had this in him all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he came up in the hardcore, like the American hardcore scene from the start. Like he probably went to see Black Flag shows and
yeah.
He's from DC, so.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he was right in there. So he's And I know he's a big metal guy, so it's like, yeah, that stuff's in there.
You can hear that he's not aping it. You know what
I mean? It comes from like a reservoir.
Yeah, and even his metal vocals, knowledge. Like there's no cheese there. There's no like irony or anything.
No, they're kind of mixed low-ish, and they're not. They're very one note, as those kind of vocals should be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
To let the guitar riffs shine.
Yeah. Incidentally, super bummer about Taylor Hawkins.
Oh my God.
Just everything that I've read about him before and especially since, it seems like he was the greatest person on earth. Such
man,
a bummer.
I mean, look, I'm not a Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
He was a phenomenal drummer.
Oh yeah.
And clearly just loved music.
Oh yeah.
And just loved doing it, loved playing it. I watched that long sort of half hour interview he did with like BBC or something.
Yeah,
I
saw
behind the drum kit and just sort of, I'm just like, man, this guy's so good.
Oh yeah. Lived it, breathed it.
Exactly.
Like phenomenal drummer, amazing everything else too. Like singer,
Yeah, great singer.
Everything.
I'm sure he played guitar. I'm sure he did everything.
Yeah.
Big yeah, ones. Shit.
But anyway, back to what we've been listening to. what I've been listening to. I actually recently set up my record player again. And I yesterday listened to, I forget the album now, but it's by that band, The Knotwist. I don't know if you ever listened to them.
I've never listened to them.
Yeah.
I know of whom you speak.
I'll tell you one thing. Them and that album in particular is not a great album to make sure that your turntable is calibrated properly. Because it's like super glitchy. And I'm like,
awesome.
Is my needle skipping or is this the recording?
Is this supposed to be happening? Yeah. I got a few tapes like that.
Yeah. So I was listening to that album. Maybe I'll post it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Can't remember off the top of my head. But I actually recently... I think to get out of that slump of me just listening to playlists, I decided that I'm basically going to, I've alphabetized my records, obviously, because
of course.
Who are you talking to? And I'm basically going to start left to right. And I think like one a night, or at least like one every couple nights, I'm going to go through all of my records so that I can say that I've listened to them. It's a nice spread of stuff. Like I've got electronic stuff. I've got like Portal albums, like
right?
Just everything.
Metal, indie rock.
And I think that'll be a nice way to sort of get me excited about music
again. Yeah.
And it's not that I've lost the excitement. It's just that, well, you know, we talked about this too. It's just you get into the parenting and working groove, and especially early on when there's no spare time. Yeah. It's like you don't have any bandwidth. It's like, oh, I want to discover new music. Never.
You
right
can't.
Now.
Your kids need constant supervision.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I remember when my daughter could finally, like, play by herself,
yeah.
and I wouldn't have to, like, you know, be there.
Yeah.
I could sort of take a break. That was a big deal.
Yep.
Even though it was like 10 minutes.
But it's just like, you know, my son's old enough to, like, he can do that by himself. So, like, my son is on his tablet. Okay, perfect. Here's your daughter.
But I,
which, you know, and don't get me, like, and, you know, my wife at the moment, she took, like, mat leave. So she spends the day with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bless her soul.
Course,
she's doing it all day, every day.
Of course.
But she would also agree. We've talked about this too. Like at the same time, you know, parenting is a full-time job and so is a full-time job. even though, you know, I do get some creative outlet at work, but the point is come home tired.
And then really get to work.
Whenever there are, exactly. When they are both able to individually sit side by side and like watch something or read something or be on their tablets.
Each other.
Then I'm going to be like, so I'm going to go downstairs.
Back away slowly.
Exactly.
Don't make any sudden movements.
Exactly. But anyway, I'm hoping to re-spark that, like, oh, what else is this band doing? By listening to all of my records all over again.
It's good to sort of kick your own ass that way, like, rather than, I'm going to just pick something at random and then picking nothing. Like, no, I'm going to listen to it from this side of the collection to this side, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think vinyl's the perfect format because there's no fucking skipping around.
No.
I'm going to listen to side A.
Stay in the room.
Side B.
Yeah, yeah.
Done.
Can't pause it in the middle.
Yeah.
It's too much of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job.
Yeah, so that's music. Anything else we want to talk about?
I don't know. It's just nice to be having this conversation these natural pauses.
I'm just so excited. maybe we should call it for now because at a certain point it's just us being excited about talking to each other again.
It's kind of embarrassing.
But the point is, we're coming back. We're coming back real soon. It's going to be in the form of seasons.
Yeah.
It's not going to be all at once. We're not doing like the Netflix style show dump.
It's
going to be week to week, but we're going to pre-record it. At least enough of it so that we know that we can fill our...
It is a dump, but...
But I think... Well, actually, you know what? No, I think we're going to stick to the music approach. Like, we'll record the season so we know what the arc is beginning to end, and then we'll release it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's probably the best way to do it. But we're getting back to it, like, probably week to week now, and then put it all together, and when it's ready to go, it'll be in your ear holes.
Mm-hmm, and hope you enjoy it.
So this season will be brought to you primarily by Lee and some guest stars.
Yeah.
Try to get some episodes in myself, and I'm already cooking up what's coming next for my season, but it's early days, and I don't want to jinx or spoil anything.
Okay. But you're cooking.
But I'm cooking something up.
So this is more of an EP than an album.
This one. Okay.
More
EP.
Yeah. EP.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
So So we're coming back. If you want to hop on our Discord, we're still there. It's been a while since we've done a watch party too. Maybe we'll do another one of those.
Maybe we'll kick off this new season with a watch party.
Oh,
that might be fun.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Okay. Cool, 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 cool. I like that. Okay. So we'll do watch parties. Hop on the Discord. It's going to get more and more active now. There'll be guest stars coming up. I don't know what else I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything. I'm just excited to do everything. Check out our website. That's still there. You can find all our episodes there.
Yeah.
We haven't really done anything for a while, but if you go back to the catalog and you listen to what we had to offer and you like it, leave us a review. Tell us that we did a good job.
Yeah, if you're a new listener, it's all new to you.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't like what we did, fuck off. No.
No. Feel free to fuck right off.
No. Tell us that too.
Can't take it.
No. Send us a message. Tell us what we could do better. Send us a message about anything. Requests. Anything.
Anything's better than nothing.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. You don't like to be ignored.
Makes me think of, I don't want to get too fancy yet, but maybe there'll be some live streams too. I mean, we're pretty.
We'll get there for sure.
This setup came together quicker than I thought it would, and adding a camera wouldn't be too
bad. Be too bad. You should see it in here. It's pretty nice, you guys.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I mean, this half of the room. The other half is.
That's.
An explosion.
That's. The opposite side of the camera.
Fair enough.
That's the fourth wall. Hey, speaking of micro disasters, this one I'm about to relate to you started as that.
Oh, damn.
Well, that was the original intention, and then we sort of discussed doing what we're doing right now. It's just a little like, hey, how are you? We're back. And a tiny, not even a Tragedy Tuesday.
Sure.
Like shorter. So in a way, this is sort of a commercial for the non-patrons to this is a kind of a preview of the content we have on offer.
Good boy.
Except you'll be answering me, so it's not really.
Okay, well, fair enough. We do those by ourselves.
The micro disaster. Yeah. So this was originally going to be a micro disaster, and now it is a regular disaster.
Okay.
Only not as long.
I didn't know I was getting a disaster today. This is exciting.
Yeah. Well, kind of. This one, the disaster in question, it's not a major news-making event. It's not a well-known public figure who went down in flames. Well, it is and it isn't. But what it really is, it's far more anecdotal and personal. Mm-hmm. This is something that happened to me. It's a very insignificant event whereupon I felt the rug was pulled out from under yours truly.
Okay. Well, that's significant to me, Lee.
I thought maybe it might be. So, at work, the old hospital loading dock, my second home. My own personal policy is that I'm always on break and I'm never on break.
Fair enough.
So if there's work to be done, I'm doing it.
Yep.
Even if I'm in the midst of shoveling a huge sandwich into my face and someone needs help with something, I'm like, I'll be right there. Like, I'm not, it's not sacred time to me.
Fair enough.
And that's as much strategic as it is, you know,
sure,
altruistic or whatever. Because by the same token, if there's not very much work to do, I'll lean into that pretty hard.
You know, at the core of it, you're a nice person.
If you say so.
On the outside, you're kind of like a jerk covered in asshole spikes. But aren't we all?
I mean, you kind of need to be to navigate this world of ours. You just gotta. So,
I'm kidding. You're approachable.
Thank you. I try. So yeah, once I get into the final couple of hours of my shift, like the work dwindles and I'll just kind of find ways to entertain myself. And with access to a desk with a computer that's connected to the internet.
Pornography.
So when I'm done with that, we get over to YouTube and Twitter. And, you know, it's not a problem to the minutes and hours away. I don't know how the guys did it prior to
the
internet.
What did I do with my E-bombs world? Oh, prior to the internet.
I'm talking the 90s, man.
Books?
80s, yeah.
Fuck off.
The newspaper?
Magazines?
What a grind.
YouTube. Black holes.
Oh,
so you start off watching like, I wonder if Nirvana ever covered this song. And then toward the end of it, you're watching videos about like cheese hair.
How did I get here? Yeah, so I do occasionally get some reading done. Like I have always have a book there. Like lately it's been the third Expanse
novel.
So enjoying that.
You're into that? Nice.
I'm into that. But the allure of YouTube is
undeniable.
Slob like myself.
Oh yes.
Can't
Oh, I get it.
So falling somewhere in the middle of these two scholarly pursuits, that being cheese hair on YouTube and maybe reading a book.
Suddenly playing with yourself in a scholarly pursuit. What's that from? I was worried we would get through an episode without an Arrested Development reference.
Is that Lucille?
Yeah.
All of a sudden. So good. So yeah, occasionally I will visit Wikipedia.
Ah.
Know it, you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute treasure trove of knowledge. And I mean, I can't remember the last time I heard someone sort of joke or scoff at the fact that, you know, literally anyone can update Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of generally accepted these days as being a pretty solid resource.
It's good. Yeah.
I know from personal experience, if I'm trying to like update just articles on whatever loser band I was in at the time. Like they monitor that stuff pretty closely.
Oh, okay.
And if you can't cite your sources, it's like, bye.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry.
My source is me. I was in that show.
Yeah. It's my band, man. That's not good enough. Dumb idiot. So sometimes I'll just sort of conjure some name at random, some person out of history, plug it in, and then maybe I'll learn a thing or two and, you know, come across some content for the show that way.
Nice.
That's how I did the Marvin Gaye episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I did the Graham Parsons episode.
That was like, you know how you know it's been too long? Can't pull those episode numbers off the top of my head.
Shoot, yeah.
But we've done episodes about both those people.
They're in there somewhere.
Search our website.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
This is uspro.com.
So I have no memory whatsoever how I arrived at this name in particular, but sometime last year I decided to look into the life and times of one Allen Ginsberg.
Ah, he invented the press, right? The printing press? Is that the guy?
No.
Bible? He started printing the Bible?
He wrote the Bible.
No, he started printing the Bible.
Oh, printed the Bible.
On the press he invented.
Somebody did that.
Am I thinking about the right person?
No.
Gutenberg.
It's Gutenberg. Allen, Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Mahoney from the police academy. Man.
It's a good,
real storied past.
I'm glad that we didn't get any smarter over the last little while.
Why would smarter get us?
Yep.
Okay, so for those who don't know, meter, Allen Ginsberg was a poet.
Okay.
An author.
He wrote Sweet Home Alabama.
Exactly. He helped. Now, he's considered to be one of the pioneering figures of the so-called Beat Generation.
Okay.
Possibly even the very first, the man who started it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know less than nothing about poetry.
You know something.
I know it exists.
It rhymes.
Iambic pentameter.
That's a way of pronouncing it. I don't think that's a rhyming scheme, is it?
Isn't it? No.
Like that's like the down up Shakespeare thing. Da 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 da. Like that's how that's all it is. Thanks, Ian McKellen. What do you know?
Sir Ian McKellen.
Sorry, sir.
Da, 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 da.
No, but it's last time I read it was in high school, but I seem to remember that was it.
Merchant of Venice.
Hamlet.
We had to read that one. That's another one.
I thought we were just naming.
We're just naming them.
Caesar, I think, was one of them.
Julius Caesar?
Yep.
Romeo
and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Classic.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Macbeth.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Was it Bob Dylan?
No.
Fuck.
I'll ask you music questions on my next episode.
Good.
Don't worry.
No, I can't wait.
Neither can I. Yeah, poetry.
Okay. Yeah,
it's right. Not my wheelhouse.
Oh my God. These episodes are going to be 4 hours long.
Yeah. This was going to be the short one.
We've been bottling it up for so long.
Go on. I'm somewhat familiar with some beat literature.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a few William S. Burroughs novels, including Naked Lunch, which I finally managed to get through on my third attempt. The hell? Which was just within the last few years. I started trying in high school and I wasn't trying the whole time, but I took another crack. It's a hard one.
I've been reading it for 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, another sentence down. I'll get this thing. But it can, you're not far off because it is in fact a disjointed gobbledygook.
Mm, okay.
And filthy.
Really?
Riddled with filth.
Okay.
Yeah. Gross. But there are some good parts. It's compelling. Some incredible imagery in there.
Mm-hmm.
I also attempted Jack Kerouac's On the Road.
Okay.
At some point in my 20s, and I wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
I threw it across the room. So yeah, I'm not exactly a beatnik.
Fair enough.
At heart. Okay. Not me. But the Beat Generation, that's where you get the beatnik thing.
Right. Sure.
Is sort of underground bohemian movement that preceded the hippie movement of the 60s, the beat movement taking place in the mid to late 50s. And it was a literary movement that sort of upped the ante on dealing with topics like war, sex, capitalism, all to kind of pull the curtain back on life in post-war America,
right.
Kind of shining a light on the fact that everything wasn't all white picket fences and rose gardens and whatnot.
Getting their beat on in the 50s.
Just beating it.
Yeah.
Beating the 50s.
So after that, like the hippie generation's next?
Pretty much. Okay. Like the beat. Yeah, it sort of begat the
hippies. Then I guess once the hippies came off, it's kind of like, well, the beat off at that point.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were beaten right off.
Quick question. If Jack helped you off your horse.
You mean Jack Kerouac?
Yeah. Would you help Jack off his?
Yes.
Okay.
You're a nice guy. It would be impolite not to.
It's the polite thing to do.
Yeah.
We've also matured over the last 6 months.
lots happened.
Good, good, yep. Good.
We've come out the other side of whatever. Nope. So Allen Ginsberg, along with the aforementioned Burroughs and Kerouac, mm-hmm. formed the nucleus of the Beat Generation.
Okay.
There, now you're up to speed.
Nice. So, you know, I was actually going to ask what it was, so you anticipated.
There you go. Put the period on that sentence. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading all about Allen Ginsberg, mm-hmm. Following his trajectory through life as it has been laid out on Wikipedia, mm-hmm. very conveniently. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the work he is best known for is Howl.
Okay.
A poem published in 1956. It's sort of accepted that he first premiered Howl during a poetry reading that took place in October of 1955 at the Six Gallery in San Francisco. This event, which involved a few other poets reading their stuff, is considered to be a seminal moment for the Beat Generation, perhaps the thing that really kicked it all off.
Okay.
This is kind of funny to me because, as we've said numerous times already, we're music guys, mm-hmm. we're obsessed with music. So the equivalent to a poetry reading would be a concert.
Right.
Of which usually there's like pictures or recordings.
Yeah.
Maybe not in 1955, but there's even back then there was some sort of record. So when you're talking about these guys who are just like saying words into the air and it's like, oh man.
Right.
It's weird for me to
make
that connection.
At the same, I get it because of the analogy to music.
Yeah.
Like imagine being in the crowd the first time Nirvana played Smells Like Teen Spirit in public.
And being like, whoa.
So, yeah. Because music is my medium.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I imagine that the poetry had that effect on some people.
Of course.
And good for them. For those people, not me.
Exactly. Good for them, not for me. yeah, and like you said, different medium, different world. But, you know, the same kind of effect.
Yeah.
So Howl also had a bit of notoriety shortly after it was published in 1956 in that it was the subject of an obscenity trial. In large part due to its dealing with illicit drugs, sex of both the hetero and homosexual variety.
Mm.
At the trial's conclusion, it was ultimately decided by the judge that the poem had redeeming social importance. Certainly it must have set a precedent for freedom of speech and pushing the envelope even further as far as what artistic expression can entail. So that's interesting.
Decency laws are weird.
I bet they are.
Why is that even a...
I know, no one's
right.
Clockwork oranging you into...
No, you don't have to watch it.
Here, read these words.
I remember, that just reminds me of, you probably remember this, a little while back when I was posting about like this day in history on our Facebook group.
Yeah.
And it got taken down because I said, on this day in history, Hitler published Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is like, can't say that. But I can't point out that he published it on a day in history.
Yeah.
I'm not saying read it.
I'm not saying it's good.
Like, can't talk about World War II because there were Nazis. Like, come on.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touchy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, intrigued by all of this, I opened a new tab on my browser and found a version of Howl online, which I read in its entirety.
Was it scandalous?
For then, it certainly would have been.
Right. Did it show a woman's ankles in poetry form? Did it talk about a woman's ankles?
No.
Oh, okay.
It didn't go that far.
Oh, thank good. God. Because that would...
I was at work.
Come on.
Come on. It's interesting. Again, I'm no fan of poetry. Yeah. I have no yardstick to compare it to.
Does it rhyme?
No.
Fuck off.
It's stupid.
That's like the one requirement.
I know, right?
Otherwise, it's just sentences. It's just
stupid sentences.
Yeah.
It's more prose, really.
Yeah, really.
Poetry. Yeah. I know. No, I don't. I don't know what I'm reading. Yeah. I have no business passing any judgment on it. But I, if nothing else, it's like a sign of the times, mm-hmm. which I'm intrigued by that all the time.
Right.
Especially when something is relatively insignificant in and of itself at the time, even though, I mean, obviously the fans of it are who
sure. Yeah.
Beat people where they recognized its significance right away. But when something sort of takes on a life of its own in the intervening years, it becomes much larger than itself. I'm fascinated by that.
Yep.
So, you know, I'll have a read.
I feel that.
It wasn't epic.
Right.
It wasn't Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner or Beowulf or something.
Right.
But it was long.
Gotcha.
Yep. It took a few minutes.
Yep.
So I read it. Moving right along with the wiki entry. I'm not going to map out the man's entire life and times. This was supposed to be a micro disaster. Already pushing the limits of that.
I think this is an hour long.
Count on it. But suffice to say, he segued from the beatnik 50s into the hippie dippy 60s quite nicely, where he was still considered quite relevant at that time. He was a huge influence on Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. Summer 69.
Summer 69.
Did you do Summer 69?
Nope.
Fuck. Look, don't. It's like a procession of white male musicians.
They're all one and the same.
Bon Jovi.
Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Who else is white?
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Bob Dylan. Tom Petty.
Falco.
Okay. I'm reasonable. I guess I can't say I'm 100% certain. I'm reasonably certain that Falco didn't write Sweet Home Alabama.
No.
Freebird. No. I don't.
Same
I know
band that wrote both those songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you the points for that. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's the last.
Falco is Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yes.
Okay.
Allen Ginsberg, who we're talking about,
right.
Very involved in Buddhism. Hare Krishnaism, which was quite common at
the
time.
I met one on campus once when I was undergrad.
Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Really?
Full on.
You're still
like,
around?
Ponytail, everything. Yeah.
Bald ponytail at the back?
Yep.
Shit.
He gave me a book that I didn't read.
How many times did he say Hare Krishna? When you were in his presence?
Well, to me, zero times.
Hare Krishna.
But,
Krishna.
I don't
you
know.
You have to say it like 10 million times a day. Don't
really? Know. I know nothing about them other than the haircut.
That's all I know about. Yeah. And the haircut.
Yep.
And then, yeah. Yep. That's cool. I didn't know it was still a thing, but why wouldn't it be? So stupid. One thing that stuck out for me was that during three different events, those being the 1967 Human Be-In at Golden Gate Park, the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and the 1970 Black Panther Rally, which took place on Yale campus, he got on the mic and apparently chanted the Om mantra on the PA for hours on end.
Really?
So at this point, I have learned that he is he's a poet, he's an author, he's also a giant pain in everyone's ass.
Oh, my God. I mean, even in the decades where you have a B in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's still annoying.
No, you would have to be so high on drugs to just be able to tune that
well,
out.
Yeah, that too.
Like, what are you? Oh, somebody kill this guy. Peace and love, man. But seriously, murder. So he did this, he did that, blah, blah, blah. Finally, he died of liver cancer in 1997.
Oh.
And then following the sort of chronological events of the person's life, which is usually how they set up these wiki entries, you get this sort of another section which highlights different facets of their beliefs or activities and what have you. In Ginsburg's case, he was a huge proponent for free speech, which is not surprising. Mm-hmm. He opposed the Vietnam War.
Okay.
He was very outspoken about his own homosexuality and gay rights in general, and a very early supporter at that, going back to the 1940s.
Well, okay.
So he certainly opened some doors there.
Absolutely. Brave, very brave for the time.
Very brave, yeah. He was an outspoken supporter and member of NAMBLA.
Okay. What?
Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Oh, NAMBLA.
No, I don't know NAMBLA.
It's an acronym. The North American Man-Boy Love Association. It's what it sounds like.
Okay. I have no further questions.
I have a few.
Okay, well.
For those of you who are unaware, NAMBLA is an organization which is in support of exactly what the unabbreviated group name suggests. Advocacy for pedophilia and the abolishment of age and consent laws, which would legalize sexual relationships between adults and children's, for fuck's sake, I read your fucking poem from start to finish, you stupid dead creep!
Oh my God. So.
This is buried in the page.
Yeah, I've gone from maybe recognizing the name and being indifferent to this guy's kind of a creep.
Yeah.
To put it mildly.
Uh-huh. Now. From Ginsburg's point of view, his alignment with NAMBLA was in the interest of freedom of speech.
Oh, God.
We all know a dick like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was about to say that, are we going to come back to eating our own words about freedom of speech? But probably not. You've got more details. Carry on.
According to him, there's a quote, attacks on NAMBLA stink of politics, witch hunting for profit, humorlessness, vanity, anger, and ignorance. I'm a member of NAMBLA because I love boys too. Everybody does who has a little humanity.
Oh, is he being a poet with the word love? Like,
well, that's where it gets really sketchy.
I mean,
and greasy,
like. I love a boy, and it's my son.
Sure,
and there's no other way to take that.
I love a boy, and his name's Peter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward.
Peter doesn't love him. Peter doesn't love a boy name.
Yes,
yeah, does. That's
yeah.
That's yeah, it's such say what you mean, you fucking. But yeah, we all know somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of plays devil's advocate just for the sake of being contrary.
Yeah, 1,000 of them parked in fucking downtown Ottawa.
Par exemple.
We didn't talk about that in the interim.
That
was a disaster. Well, maybe that'll be a disaster.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a little mini-sode dedicated to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sort of get our thoughts in order rather than just barfing bile into a microphone.
I worked a block from it.
That's right. You did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never want to hear the word freedom again
or see
a Canadian flag.
Or as our friend Nuclear Norm say, hear the word hold the line in a Quebecois accent ever again.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, we all know people like that. And they sort of take every point of view is valid and should be heard out, even those rooted in hate or evil or intolerance. So, whatever.
I guess we're stretching my Mein Kampf story a little bit. But
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Posted that.
No, I got it.
Anyway, there is a different take on Ginsburg's NAMBLA Association provided by activist and writer Andrea Dworkin.
Mm-hmm.
in her 2002 publication, Heartbreak, wherein she states that while she did consider Ginsburg to be a civil libertarian, she also asserts that he is, in fact, a pedophile, and his NAMBLA membership was, to that end, completely genuine.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. That he was very open about his right to have sex with children, and aggressively so at that. I'm getting mad. That's why I'm saying it in a weird way.
Yeah.
Whether or not he was successful in this fucking repugnant pursuit is unknown, or at least unknown to me, is what I mean to say. I'm all for research, but I just need to know.
Once you start typing certain words into Google, you don't want to.
Download Tor to do this podcast.
I don't want to go down that path, and also I don't want to end up on a list. So there's certain things that are very happy mysteries for me.
Yes. You know? My algorithm is whatever it is. I don't need to alter it in that way.
Yep.
not the first time we've discussed important historical figures who turn out to have a shady past. I believe you brought up the author of Lord of the Flies in one episode.
Yes. And again, if it hadn't been like a year or two, I would remember his name.
Well, he wrote that book. We all know his name.
Yeah.
It's in our phones.
That guy. Search for that in our website.
Yes, please do. So.
This is AstroPro.com.
We've talked a few times about, separating the art from the artist. Mm-hmm. All that. Mm-hmm. I think more of a light needs to be shown on this particular aspect of this revered man's past.
Yeah.
His deeds.
Yeah.
But I mean, yes, the disaster herein is that I was hornswoggled.
Sorry, you were what?
Hornswoggled?
You were...
That's a word.
Okay.
It's a term.
Check out Lee, I'm not a poet.
I was duped.
Hornswoggled.
Hornswoggled.
Were you boondoggled? Were you bedazzled? Oh, no, that's not. That's not one of them.
I'm ready for a real Donnybrook.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I was reading the bar materials when I was studying for the law. For the bar. The law.
studying for the law. I am the law.
At one point, they were talking about like jurisdiction of various judges and like what they're allowed to do. And at one point, a word that I had... at that point, never encountered before. Uh-huh. The material said, like, this is a decision that's not within the bailiwick of this level of judge.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm like, 2022. Fuck you.
This could use an update.
Bailiwick.
These 19th century terms.
His jurisdiction? How about that one?
His bailiwick. They're just showing off.
They are. Same reason that I could go off on a whole thing, but like, don't even get me started on like Latin phrases. Unnecessary.
Oh, still sort of.
I try to stomp them out wherever I can, but even just like little ones, like
quid pro quo. Quo.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that
is.
But
like, for example, when you're establishing a trust, you can have like a trust that's established in a will or a living trust, like a trust that you establish now while you're alive.
Yeah.
The legal term is inter vivos trust, but it doesn't need to be. You can just say living trust.
A living trust.
I'll devote a whole episode to the word shall.
Shall.
It's not a word.
Shall we devote an episode to that?
Fuck. No, but I mean like practically speaking,
yes.
When's the last time you used shall in a conversation without like trying to be ironic or a dink or referring to legislation that uses the word shall, right?
Usually I'm doing some kind of a voice when I would never say, well, shall we?
Yeah.
I would feel like a weird weirdo.
Anyway, a lot of
shall we? That's all right.
A lot of legislation still uses shall. A lot of court documents still use shall. Oh. Shall should not exist.
How so?
Well, just like, this is a whole thing that I actually studied in law school, but like traditionally in legislation, if you're trying to prescribe something, like tell somebody to do something, you say that A shall do this thing.
Oh.
But it's clearer and more modern to use something like must.
Must.
Because shall can be ambiguous. Shall can grant rights.
Shall suggests they will, but or they for, should.
For example, the minister shall present receipts to be reimbursed.
Hmm.
He can not and he not be reimbursed.
But there are consequences.
But a better thing there would be the minister must. May present receipts to be reimbursed. Hmm. Or if the minister has to be reimbursed, the minister must present receipts.
Must is a lot more direct.
So it's like if you're telling somebody to do something, say must. Yeah. If you're giving someone permission, say may. And throw shall in the toilet.
We shall flush it away. I get the Latin thing.
Yeah.
It seems more of a way to, like, gatekeep. The law is you know, older than time itself.
Yeah.
And we still use these phrases sometimes because these things, you know, date back to beyond.
Writing more doesn't mean writing better. And using bigger words.
Of course it does. Who, the more you talk, the smarter you sound.
I need to check this quote, but I think it was Mark Twain, and I'm paraphrasing, but he's got like a quote to the effect of, I'm sorry this wasn't shorter. I'm sorry this is so long. I didn't have time to make it shorter. Like in reference to like some piece of writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is absolutely.
He's very quotable.
Yeah.
He's and really funny.
But that's totally true. Like, it takes so much more time and effort to write a succinct document that gets the point across in as few words as possible.
Some people think the exact opposite. Like, just the more I talk, the smarter I sound.
No, you don't. Just because there's an empty page doesn't mean you
Donald
need to fill
Trump.
It. Well, yeah.
The living embodiment. Like, the quicker you can sum it up, the better.
Yep.
Anyone worth their salt knows that.
We say rounding the corner on hour two of what was supposed to be a 10-minute update.
God, the irony when that was lost.
Are we the villains?
Are we the baddies?
Yeah. So that was a disaster.
That was a disaster.
So I went from, again, knowing the name to fuck that guy.
Exactly. I saved you a lot of time just in case.
Great, thanks.
You were never going to go down that road.
Well,
but... now we know. I'm doing.
Who would have thought the guy that invented the printing press was a creep?
I know. Well, all that time spent
printing,
press.
It'll do it.
It'll warp your mind.
Anyhow, that was. I didn't even know you were going to do that. So thanks for that bonus disaster.
Oh, you thought we were just going to gab?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, sweet. You're welcome.
That was awesome.
I came in with material.
So again, like I said right before that, we're back.
We are back.
This was kind of like an update, so don't expect new episodes immediately, but they're coming soon, and there'll be a whole season of them.
Yeah, calm down.
I can see you already skipping to the next one. There's not a next one
yet. Okay.
Go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Sinking, swimming. Nice nails.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway. So go back to the beginning, listen to everything. By the time you're done listening to it, odds are we'll have new episodes back. Guest episodes. Nuclear Norm's going to be back. Lee's going to be hosting most of them. It's going to be a fun time. Can't wait to get back to it.
Host of the most.
Thanks for joining us. I guess we don't really have musical selections.
The musical selection is The Wretched by Nine Inch Nails.
There we go.
Peter just quoted it.
Listen to it.
Really good.
Listen
song.
To it. Listen to that whole album.
Listen to the album, The Fragile.
It's a good one.
It's good.
And we'll see you soon. So bye
see
for
you
now.
Soon, and I'll see you soon.
Indeed.
In person.
In person. See the,
yes!
This table.
This is a table. This is made of something.
And us pounding it is getting picked up by both microphones at the same time. And you
know
what
the best room together.
Best part is, after we're done this, we don't have to do that stupid
3, 2, 1. Don't have to do it.
We don't have to synchronize.
We don't have to.
That's an us thing. They didn't know about
that.
They
didn't know
about that. Now they know. Inside track.
We had to clap it in. Anyway. So I had to watch some other recording where they clap it in.
Yeah.
We didn't invent that.
Anyway, hang out on the Discord in the meantime. Throw us your suggestions. Get in touch on all our platforms. There's a lot of ways to get in touch. Do that. And we'll see you real soon with some real disasters.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye.